You're listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service in the School of Public Health, talking today with research professor Daniel Kruger about what happens in a society when men outnumber women and women outnumber men. Professor Kruger, in the Middle Ages and more recently the baby boom, factors resulted in more women than men. How did this overabundance of women impact behavior and the relationships between the sexes?
There are some interesting similarities between the late Middle Ages and the sexual revolution of the 1960s. There were a lot more non-marital relationships, and even though people were having more sexual relationships, the marriages themselves were destabilized, so there were higher divorce rates. And there's also more out-of-wedlock births in single-mother households. Also, there was a radical feminist literature that was produced both in the 1960s and in the late Middle Ages, but in the late Middle Ages, not very many people were literate, so this literature didn't have as much of an impact.
Using the life history theory, your research focuses mainly on male behavior patterns. Can you tell us about a period in history when men outnumbered women and what happened then?
In the early Middle Ages, men outnumbered women, and this fostered notions of courtly love, where men would be devoted to a woman who was already taken by another man. So he would do things to please her and gain her approval, even though he knew that he would never get her in a relationship. Also, in the 19th century in the American South, there was this concept of the Southern Belle, someone who was really adored for her physical beauty and also was expected to love, honor, and obey her husband and raise his children, but she was also thought to be physically weak and dependent on her husband for protection, so she wasn't allowed much personal freedom.
In modern societies where women outnumber men, young men are less likely to be married, but older men are more likely to be married compared to cities where men outnumber women. Why does this happen?
When women know that the chances of long-term relationships aren't that high, they value men on what would be important to get in shorter-term relationships. So, for example, if a guy is going to have a relationship, but he might not be around 6 or 10 months later, the qualities that she's looking for are physical features, like good looks, that suggest that he would provide high-quality genes to any potential children. So women are looking for guys who have these physical signs of genetic quality, and it becomes increasingly difficult for men to advertise these signs, you know, these physical features as they age. So what happens is men were in situations where there are fewer men than women, they still have a numerical advantage, but instead of having more relationships, what they do is settle down and have committed relationships.
Kruger's research interests include how evolution shapes behavior, health, and population patterns. This has been Laura Bailey with the University of Michigan News Service and the School of Public Health.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.